A bill requiring Vermont to significantly reduce its carbon emissions is now before Governor Phil Scott. The House passed the Global Warming Solutions Act on Wednesday, sending it to the governor, where it faces a possible veto. But it passed by a margin that could override that veto. Here to talk more about the measure is one of the bill's sponsors, Democratic Representative Sarah Copeland-Hanzis of Bradford. Welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
First of all, since this bill was first introduced, the COVID-19 pandemic hit, and you're back in session right now, in part to deal with the budget for next year, which has faced a lot of uncertainty. So why move forward on this major piece of legislation addressing climate change right now when the state has a number of other issues to grapple with?
The answer to that we have, that we've been talking about as we've been reaching out to Vermonters over the last now year, to talk about moving forward with this bill has been, you know, the very clear data that we've seen from various scientific organizations that say we don't have time to waste. But the COVID-19 challenges really have uncovered a lot of the systemic inequalities that we notice in our world and have really uncovered a lot of vulnerabilities. And what is clear through that is that Vermont is not ready to withstand another tropical storm Irene. We know that we need to do everything that we can do to build resilience within our communities, and that is a really big part of this bill. There's a lot of focus given to this climate council that will be formed that will ask them to help our communities build resilience and help prepare for the future. And I think that's going to be critical to get started on that right away.
If this passes, who will decide how emissions are reduced in the state? You mentioned a climate change council. Who makes up that council that will decide what actions are taken?
So this council is made up of agency heads from a number of different state agencies. The usual ones that you could imagine would be involved in climate action, like natural resources and agriculture, commerce, but also, you know, human services, transportation, the public service department, public safety. And then it'll also be made up of a number of members of the business sector in different areas. So people who work in the electric utility distribution, people who are in the fuel sector, someone representing manufacturers, someone representing the clean energy sector. So there's going to be a broad range of expertise on this council, and they will be charged with writing the plan that will help Vermont finally meet its emissions reduction goals.
The bill would allow citizens to sue the state of Vermont if it does not reach its emissions goals. Governor Scott has raised some concerns about that. Couldn't the state end up being caught up in a lot of expensive litigation as a result of this measure?
So there was a lot of thought given as this bill was being crafted to really make sure that we're not opening up to frivolous and long and complicated lawsuits. That's really not the point. We don't have time to get caught up in the courts. We need to get back to work meeting our emission reduction goals. And so there was a lot of strategy put into making sure that we made it as clear as possible. And the only remedy that is available through the courts is to send the council back to the drawing board and write a better plan. So the question is, you know, did we meet our reduction targets? If the answer is no, then the remedy is go back to the drawing board and write a better plan.
There are going to be people who question why Vermont should act to reduce its emissions when we're such a small state and this is a global problem. So what's your message to Vermonters who are skeptical that cutting our emissions is a worthwhile thing to do right now?
Well, first answer to that question is really that while we see ourselves as being a very green state, our per capita emissions are the highest in our region. And that should be troubling and should be a wake-up call in and of itself. But the other reason why we should act really has to do with the fact that when we do act, we will be saving Vermonters money. When we get more homes fully weatherized, they're cheaper to heat, they're cheaper to cool, they're healthier to live in, and by the way, we reduce emissions. And so saving Vermonters money really is kind of the, should be the universal no-brainer.
Representative Sarah Copeland-Hanzus is one of the sponsors of the Global Warming Solutions Act, which is now before Governor Phil Scott to either sign or veto. Representative Copeland-Hanzus, thanks for your time today.
Thanks. It was good to be here.